You have it, Hashem Elokim, you have him Bereishis many times. But he's right, Gibbon Ezra. You never find in Divrei Moshe of Hashem Elokim. An interesting thing. I mean, what is the significance of it? What is the idea behind what the Ibn Ezra is saying? It's an interesting thing. Excuse me? Pari didn't say Hashem Elokim. Pari said, so the Ibn Ezra is saying the only reason Moshe Rabbeinu did it was because he was answering Paro. He was following the pattern of Paro. Paro already said, Atiro with Hashem. Rav Mios Kolos Elokim. If Paro would have said, Paro, it sounds like the Ibn Ezra says that Moshe Rabbeinu would have been happy if he would have said, Atiro Hashem, Rav Mios Kolos Hashem Ubarah. That's what it sounds like. He says, because he says, Bavur Shlo Omar Kolos Hashem, Chiba Moshe Shem Metzmata. So Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in his language. Was answering him suit. He said that Ad Hashem and Elokim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said Tarim Tarim Ad Hashem Elokim. He's going on his level, but basically himself would never say it. An interesting, yeah. I mean, what's wrong with saying that? Besides, Moshe Rabbeinu did say the Adato Ki Ad Hashem in Vaschanan in the end of Vaschanan. So Moshe Rabbeinu does say. Does say he doesn't say Hashem Elokim. The Ibn Ezra is right, but he says something about as close as you can get to it. Yeah, v'yadata ki Hashem Elokecho hu Elokim. So, I mean, what's the difference? Ki Hashem Elokecho hu Elokim. And so, why can't he say it? It's a strange Ibn Ezra. Okay. In other words, he's answering him on his level. He's answering, but he himself would never say it. And he says, you'll never find in Divrei Moshe that combination. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. Yes, Hashem Elokecha. Yes, Hashem Elokeinu. Also, Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeinu Ad Hashem Echad. So apparently Ad Hashem, the only thing that Ibn Ezra is saying that he wouldn't say is Ad Hashem Elokim. But Hashem Elokeinu is fine. Hashem Elokecha is fine. It's an interesting thing. What is the Ibn Ezra saying? It is true, though. You never find it. It's your own case. Okay. Lo yilachor lohim acherim, the Rambam explains. Lo yilachor, he explains in the very beginning, in the first paragraph he said it all. Lo yilachor lohim acherim means that even if you should believe that God created another force, but that this force is a prime mover on its own, that's lo yilachor lohim acherim alpanai. So it's alpanai. Lo yilachor lohim acherim alpanai. If you believe there is any other force besides God, then you're over the lav. The lav is not a repetition of the asay. The asay is leida yisod yisodos leida sheyesham motzi rishon, means the existence of God. But there's still one thing hasn't been covered yet. You could say that God is the source of all existence, but he created forces. And now these forces operate. He created them, but now once he created them, they have power. Okay? That's lo yiyeh lecho Elohim machem alponi. In that case, the love is not a repetition of the assay, because it would be repetitive. The only time you have a love in an assay is in Maisa, Ram explains in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think it's the Sharash HaShishi. Where he explains that you can only have it in Maisa, but not, this is not in Maisa, this is in Yediyah. So it would be repetitious. So, and you see from the Pasuk, the Lashon HaPasuk, means even if you should admit, you'll say, I admit that God is the creator and the source of all existence, but he created a force, and this force has power now. So he says, that's lo yilachol lehimachem aponim. Then you're a kofer. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I think, just give me a second. Okay, there's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says like this. The famous Gemara, if you say, I don't know, in our issue we don't say after the, we don't say V'yitn Lecha. But, it's on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. But in V'yitn Lecha, if you say V'yitn Lecha, afterwards it brings on this Mayim HaChazal. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Komakam Sha'ata Motzei, our Gemara says, Gvurasa Shalai Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Yitn Lecha, the different Gisa, Komakon Sha'ata Motzei Gedula Se Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they say that that's really a better, it's a more appropriate Gisa, because the Pesukim fit in one of them. Komakon Sha'ata Motzei Gedula Se Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atom Motzei Anvesanuso. So he says, Dover ze kosuv batoro v'shonu banavim u'mushulosh paksuvim. Means to say that it's, when it says it's written, it's mushulosh, it means like this. It means, it's like the Rambam says. The Rambam says in his Akdamah to his Sefer, and everyone knows that as any insight the Rambam knows, the Rambam modeled his whole derech of his Sefer, of his Mor Nevuchim, was modeled according to the Torah. The way the Torah gives out secrets, that's the way he does. Same, he followed the same pattern, the whole methodology of the Torah Shebichsav, and how to write in a way that he says, that's why he says a person that reads the Mor Nevuchim and doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't belong in certain places, he's not going to be harmed, because he says he won't find it. But one of the things he says is that the true ideas come out, they're not organized in the Torah, but they come out in different places and few times. It means the yesodos, the principles, you're always going to have to come back to. Dovah zeh kosev batara v'shonu banavim v'mashuvah speksuvim. It means it's the yesod. And that's why it reappears. It reappears because an underlying yesod always has to reappear. So he quotes where this yisod is, in the Torah it says Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Elohim V'Adoni Adonim. So that's Gedulaso Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But then you find Anvesanuso. What is Anvesanuso? Uksiv Basrei Osem Mishpat Yosam V'Amono. Okay, so that's Anvesanuso. So what is it comparing? What is the pasuk saying? Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Elohim V'Adoni Adonim. He's incomparable. But then it says Osem Mishpat Yosam V'Amona. That's Anvesanuso. What is it? What is Anvesanuso? It means what? It means Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Navi says. Osem Mishpat Chesed and Mishpat Chesed Tzedaka Chesed and Mishpat Osem Tzedaka Chesed Mishbaros. Okay. Now it says Shonu Banavim. And you have it in Yeshayahu too. Ko amar rom v'nisa shochein ad v'kara shmo uchsiv basrei v'zdako shfal ruach and mishulash baksuvim uchsiv solu l'rochev barovos v'kara shmo. And it means raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rochev barovos is above everything uchsiv basrei avi yisom v'dayim amonis. So let's just take a look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Is it interesting? Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Oh, I have a reference. Yeah. Passing Shayelikas. Kicho Amar Shayon and Zion. Kicho Amar Rom Venisa. Okay, so Rom Venisa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But look at how beautifully the Navi describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Kicho Amar Rom Venisa. I can't describe them. Rom, Nisa, these are the terms, I mean, that we could use or try to use to give us an idea that there's something that we can't, there is one that is indescribable. Rom v'nisa, shochein ad. What is shochein ad? What is ad? Shochein means God dwells. Where does God dwell? How does he dwell? What's the nature of his dwelling? There's only one word that the Navi could find. Ad. Ad means, what does ad mean? Until, it means basically there is no word. Shochein ad. You can't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling. The only thing we can say is ad. It's in, until. There's no description for it. Shochein ad. V'kadosh shemo. Moron v'kadosh yeshkom. So basically what the Navi is using all these descriptions to tell us that God is indescribable. That's basically what he's saying. Rom v'nisa, shochein ad, kadosh shmo, moron v'kadosh yeshkon. It means his dwelling is different. It's above. It's removed from everything that we know. But then the same pasuk says, v'zdako shfal ruach, v'lahachios ruach shfalim, v'lahachios lev nitkayim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan pointed out. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Morom Shochein Ad Gedulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time you find Anvesanuso. What is Anvesanuso? Anvesanuso means his Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does the poorest individual, the individual that we would think is the most worthless person in the society, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's just as significant as the one that has all the glory that people give him, and all the importance that that people bestow on him is meaningless. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dako Shval Ruach, Lachios Ruach Shvalim, Lachios Lev Nikoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a different looks at man differently than man looks at himself. And the whole, all the societal, everything that society, the values that society places on people are non-existent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the lowest individual, Dako and Shval Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists. And his Ashgach extends to that individual. Yeah. But what does it mean? What does it mean? This is where you have the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Amvasanoso. See, I think there's something here that is important, because this is the idea of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, Amvasanoso? What does it mean, Amvasanoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What it means is, Amvasanoso means, the term Amvasanoso means, descriptively means that when a person lowers himself, that's anivas. So what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself? What it means is that the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, you see, there's one problem with what we said last time. I want to point out the problem, and that's why I think this is very, very significant, because, like I said, this is an area where a person can't afford to have a wrong idea. Well, we said last time, we said that just like in science, a person who understands science will attain some type of knowledge of reality, although he is nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge. Like the Rambam says, there's no comparison, but it's not nothing. So we said so too is true of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person, obviously, that's what, isn't that what the pasuk is saying? Derech Hashem, that you can understand the Derech Hashem, Lasas Dagmar. So apparently we can have some insight, otherwise we don't have any insight, so what's the Malafato? So it doesn't mean anything. So you can have insight into Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but there's one catch there. You see, there's one catch there. And the catch is that it's not the same. It's not the same. Because insofar as the world, as the universe is concerned, and the knowledge that we have of the universe, you see, so that's possible that we could attain some kind, we could penetrate somehow or other, to some degree, you see, the chachma that is in the universe. And on our level, we do attain some truth, okay? But with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not possible. That's not possible. With regard to God's creation, it is possible, you see. But with regard to God himself, that is not possible. That's the one kasha, you see, that stands out after the answer we gave last time. You follow? The answer we gave is a very nice answer. The answer was that, yeah, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do have knowledge of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, insofar as you have that knowledge, you pattern your life after Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one problem, though. The problem is that it's not true, because insofar as the analogy is not good. The analogy was an analogy from science. Science, man will never know the universe. It's impossible, because it's God's infinite chachma. Will he gain? Does he get closer to a perception of what the universe? Yes, he gets closer, and as centuries go on, he gets a little closer and a little closer. But it's still a tipa shebiyam. It's still tipa shebiyam, because he doesn't have the tools. He doesn't have the tools, the ability to ever really penetrate the true understanding of the universe. It's like Einstein said in his famous statement that when a person studies the universe, he realizes that We the tools we have are very crude. They're too crude to understand the fine chachma that exists in the universe. So we have a limit. That's it. So chachma himself could see the limit. But with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't make that statement. Because with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have zero knowledge. Zero knowledge. Nothing. So if that's the only thing we could know, is that he exists. And even that idea, the Rambam explains, is not accurate. I'm not going to go into, because the word exists that we have is contaminated. Our idea of existence is not the way God exists, because our idea of existence is borrowed It's a mushel. It's borrowed from the way physical things exist. It's contaminated. But there is, we can still perceive something. We get a glimpse of the idea that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. We know that something exists, not in the way that it's negative knowledge, like the Rambam explains. The whole idea of negative knowledge, that we know that the Ach, even Achdus Hashem, Hashem Achorizm, Hashem Achor is one. It's not, what does Rambam say? It's an Achdus that's Eino Nimtza Kamohu Ba'olam. It's not like something that has a unity, because a unity is also quality. And that would be, it's not one anymore. It would be the thing and the quality in the thing. So Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yedias Hashem is something that we can only perceive, you see, in a vague way, not in a clear way. Not in a clear way. But, essentially a negative way. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. That's a separate thing. But at any rate, Yediyas Hashem, it's Yesod and Yad, is Yediyas Hashem, nothing. In regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man cannot know anything. So how can we say we know the Derech Hashem? The implication would be that we do know something. It's a big kasha. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Yeah, I know, but then no, you can't say it. You say it's not, so then it's a trick. So then it's a ploy. Then you're saying God really isn't that way. But I have to follow a certain way. So therefore I say God is that way, and now I try to imitate him, but he's not that way. Then you're going to get caught in the contradiction. But then you're saying, if you're saying his niyug is that way, then you're saying you know something about God. You know something about God's niyug. You see? But the answer is what Rabbi Yechanan said. The answer is kol mokum shata motze gedulaso ata motze amvesanuso. What does it mean? It means that the nihug shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the nihug that is appropriate for us. You follow what I mean? It's not nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible for man to have any knowledge of nihug. It's absurd for man to even think that he has such a thing. It's absurd, it's not true, and it's nonsensical. And if a person believes that, he's completely off the old derech. He's completely off, completely away from the Yisori Yisoros. But what it means is, what does it mean, Anvasanuso? Anvasanuso means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with man in according to man's nature. In according to man's nature. So that's Anvasanuso. Right, you understand? Vayered Hashem, Vayered Latzilo Liad Miad Mitzrayim. What does it mean? What does the pasuk mean? It means, what does it mean that you read that? It means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noheg with us. That we know. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noheg with us for our benefit, according to what's beneficial to us, according to our needs. That we know. So the Nihug Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be clear that the Nihug Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on Anvesanuso Shel HaKadosh, the concept of Anvesanuso. Not that it really is God's ways. Insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because we have no knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? We can't have any, we can't have such a knowledge. That's HaReinu Nos Kodecha. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't receive it. Not only can't we attain it ourselves, even passively through Nevuah, the greatest human being is not capable of that. That's Ki Lo Yirani Yodam V'Choy. Cannot tolerate that knowledge. That knowledge is beyond our ability, even passively, even in the greatest mind, even in the most perfected individual, can never perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not possible. We can't have such knowledge. But why can we know the Derech Hashem? We could know the Derech Hashem because Anvesanuso. It means this is something which is really paradoxical. Then that's mentioned many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Navi says. That's what the pasuk means. Ko amar rom v'nisa shochein ad morom v'kadosh shmo. So v'kadosh shmo morom v'kadosh yeshkan v'zdako shval ruach. It means to say the Navi is saying that the midos HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noheg in briyosov the way they need nihug. So this is nihug, which is based upon what? Which is based upon our needs. That's why we could have insight into the Derech HaShem. You understand? Okay, it's not Derech HaShem per se. Derech HaShem per se, we can't have any knowledge of that. That's no human being can attain such knowledge. But we can have a knowledge of a Derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing in Briyosav based upon the needs of his Briyos. But that's not Hashem. You understand? That's not Derech HaShem per se. There's a tremendous difference. After that difference has to be clear, because if a person would know that difference, he would make a big mistake and think he's much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than he is, and then he doesn't understand, then he's missing the whole idea, then he's devoid of the idea of Remimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the distance between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a terrible, terrible flaw. It's a flaw which is a fatal flaw. It's a flaw where a person has no, his whole Yedias Hashem is completely distorted. You understand? That's really what Rabbi Yochanan said. That was Rabbi Yochanan's idea. That Gedulah, so that's what the Navi is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochenad Morom V'Kadosh. But there's one thing we know, the Yezdako Shval Ruach Lahachios Ruach Shefalim. There is a Nihug in Bnei HaAdam based upon their needs. From this source that we have no knowledge, we have no knowledge of whatsoever, except that he exists. And even that in a very vague way, you see. That's really what the Navi is saying. That's the summary. That's really the beginning of how I Mikar Hashem Elokeinu. I say Hamadbi Loshoves Hamashpili Liros Bashamayim Uvaretz. Bashamayim Uvaretz means it's Hamadbi Loshoves means that the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we cannot even approach it. It's too high. We can't even approach it. But this we know, Amashpili Liros Vashemayim of ours, that there is a Nihug with the Bria, there isn't. That Nihug we must study, and through Nevuah, when we understand it, we can emulate that Nihug. That's really the idea. That's the idea.
Really?
Yes.
What did you say that Rabbi Yochanan's statement itself is a statement describing Derech Hashem? That the acts of Shval Ruach?
You mean that you could learn, you're right about it. You mean that what Rabbi Yochanan's pointing out
problem.
Is that, excuse me?
They're back to the same problem.
The point that I'm making is, my point is that what Rabbi Yochanan means by Amvasanusa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that it is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but it is it is a derech. It is derech Hashem, which is based upon our needs. That we know. Okay, he's asking if that itself can be, if you could derive something from that itself, then you have a problem. Okay, this is a good question. Okay. But at any rate, yeah. Yeah, no, in answer to Danny's question, I say the following. I would say that, is he asking, I'm taking an element of Rabbi Yochanan's statement of on the son, Nuso shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that this is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not a knowledge of God per se, it's a knowledge of something that emanates from God. And that which emanates from God is his midos, the way he's noheg with Bnei Adam. But Dan is asking, he's saying, but the Maima Chazal would seem to be saying that we should derive, that you see, Gedulosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shematom Matzav, that we ourselves should become Anovim. He's saying the implication, the Mashmoyas of the Lashon is, I agree, there is a Mashmoyas, like he's saying, that a person also should realize that a person should study that itself to be an Anov. But that's not a problem, because what it means is that when a person understands that idea of Gedulosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Anva Sanuso, it means it's a breakdown of his whole false system of what is really godless and what is not godless Adam. You understand what I mean? It says you understand that idea of Gedulosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram V'Nisa and unattainable, indescribable, and yet there's a nihug that emanates from him, a nihug in Bnei HaAdam, and the there's dako shval ruach, The idea to be derived from that is that our whole value system that we place on human beings based upon their rank and their stature is completely false, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not recognize that whatsoever. That's basically what we derive from that. So it means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and we should emulate that and be noeg with midas emes. Because how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible that should be that way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godol v'noro, and he's more on the Kodesh, Shochein Ad. How could Shochein Ad be, it would seem to be a contradiction to us, but the contradiction is based on our false value system. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. That from that itself, man can derive the fact that the false, he should put away his false system. Because in man's false system, this idea of God does not fit into the picture. That's basically what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Okay? Yeah. That idea of God that the Torah teaches in many places is one that from that idea itself you can put away your whole false value system. That's basically what it's telling you. Okay? But that idea is taught to us by the Nevi'im in order that we should realize that the value system is nonsensical. Because our idea of God is completely against that. That's basically the answer. That's what it means. It's good to mention. Okay, I was just occupying one aspect of the matter. But okay, now, the false system of human status, societal status. Yeah, exactly. And that's a separate thing. It's a different reason, not because it really is more significant. An Ashi is more significant than an Ani. On the contrary, it says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the Ani. And Dovid HaMelech, and all his Tillis said, because I'm an Ani, he always says. And Tillim, he says, because I'm an Ani. Ani, the Evyon. I mean, the contrary, that's gaiva. The yashiras that the world has is stam gaiva nonsense. It's based on stupidity. The yashir is the person that usually, most of the time, I mean, spends his time in nonsense and not in chokhmah, yeah. It's something which exists. The nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that exists and is caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you talk about a nihug of a person. You say a person has a certain anhaga. This anhaga is related to his essence. But this nihug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? It's a system that God created because in order because his brew and his nivra need something. They need a nihug. So he created the system. But it's a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos per se. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, Avas Hashem is based on knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All knowledge of his creation. But you have to be careful over here, and that's what I wanted to correct in the last time we said was true, that a person can have a idea of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, there's no Malafat. It doesn't make any sense. So there is a Nihug, but you have to understand that this Nihug is different than the way we refer to a nihug of a Basar Adam. A nihug of Basar Adam means it's part of him. This is him, his nihug. It's not nihug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense, because it's a Shochein Ad, the Maran v'Kadosh, and it's impossible. We cannot have such a knowledge. And if a person thinks he has such knowledge, he's completely mistaken, and he distorted the Yisod Yisodos. But is there such a nihug? Yes. Does that nihug emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Absolutely. When we study that nihug, through the study of that nihug, can we perfect and be mashlim or tzelem alakim? The answer is absolutely. And that is the whole chaye adam. That's the whole chaye adam, because through that, he becomes nishlam as a tzelem alakim. Okay? Do you understand the idea? Okay. That could be, that's what the Ibn Ezra means. And the Ibn Ezra says that in Divrei Moshe, you see, Paro said he interchanged. He said, at first he said Hashem, and then he said Elohim. And he said, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered him according to his way. But in Divrei Moshe, you'll never find Hashem and Elohim. Why? Because Hashem Elohim, the Shem Hashem, is God, is the Shem Ho'etzem, which means God's existence himself, and the Nihug Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an emanation, is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he would never be Mitzaref the Shem Ho'etzem with the Shem HaTorah. You see? The Pasuk says, V'yadato ki Hashem Elokecha hu Elokim. That's okay. Because there you're saying, and that's instructed. You're saying the Shem Ho'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one that has the power. He is the source. You see? That's fine. Areshem Elokeinu is fine. Because you're saying Areshem, the Shem Ho'etzem, is like he relates to us in a certain way. That's instructive. You have to say that. If you don't say that, what's the whole Torah? If you don't say Areshem, you don't say Elokeinu, so what's the Kol HaTorah Kula? So, yeah. But to use them interchangeably, you see, Areshem Elokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't do. Because Elokim and Areshem, there's a distance between the two. Areshem is the Shem or Etzem, and the Lakim is the created Niyug, and he wouldn't be Mitzar of those two. You see? Mm-hmm. You see? So that's why he says you won't find that in Divrei Moshe. You won't find that in Divrei Moshe. You won't find that in Divrei Moshe. Paro made the mistake because Paro didn't understand. He was a primitive man. He was coming from it. So to him, he made that mistake. He thought to him, because what does the primitive person care about? He cares about his own self. I mean, well, that's why what is the whole essence of Avodah Zarah is really, I mean, what's the difference? The essential difference between Avodah Zarah and between Yahadus, if I would sum it up, I mean, like I said, there are many differences, But one way to describe it is that for the Oved Avodah Zarah, and Ibn Ezra says he believed in HaKadosh, we believed in God, Paro. But the difference is that he believed in the existence of God, but his fate was not tied to God, but was tied to other powers. Whereas we say that Hashem Hu Ha'alekim, Hashem is the Motzi Rishon, the source of all existence, and also he is the source of our fate. That's Hashem Olekim. That's Einod Movado. There's no other source for a human being's fate than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But Paro had a different idea. Paro's idea was, it wasn't that he denied the existence of the creator of the universe. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. He agreed there's a creator of the universe. And I mentioned many times that the ones that studied the history of the Egyptians, they came to the same conclusion. Because they found writings where they do express the idea of a creator. I don't know where they got it from. I don't know. Maybe from Yesh Vatzadik. But the fact is that their fate was never tied to the idea of the creator. The fate was tied to the gods, the sub-deities. So in Yahadus HaShem, Hu Elokim, what does it mean? That means like I mentioned before. It means if you think that your fate is determined by anything other than God, then you're not precarious, then you're kafabika. That's HaShem Hu Elokim. The Adata, that, of course, HaShem Hu Elokim, that's Kol HaTorah, that's the whole Yahadus. That the source of our fate is the same source of all existence and all chokhmah and terror and everything that we have. One source. That's what it means. So Paro wasn't on that level, you see. The Paro, he had two things. So he was wavering and he put the two together. But really, he didn't understand that he had a simplistic idea. But he didn't understand that the Shem Hashem, you can't be Mitzarev, that the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I mean, every time we use, of course, it's a borrowed term. But I mean, it's the best, the only tools we have. But it means to say, it is something which is, the Niyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a different kind of a thing. And that's what the Ibn Ezra says, it wouldn't be Mitzarev. Yes. The Ibn Ezra is saying is nothing wrong with saying that Hashem Hu Elokim. He's saying that Hashem is the source of his niyug is with the greatest rachamim. There's nothing wrong with saying that. On the contrary, that's not nothing wrong. That's the whole Derech Hashem. But what the Ibn Ezra is saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu answered Paro the way only because he said he combined those two. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself wouldn't combine the two, unless he's making the point to teach you that, of Hashem hu horlikim, but just to use them interchangeably, like Paro did, you see? That's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, that Paro used them interchangeably, because he was mainly concerned about his fate, so therefore, he used them interchangeably. But and he was ready to admit, somewhat, but he didn't have a clear idea of what he was saying. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered him according to his level. But in Divrei Moshe itself, you'll never find it. Okay. Just like when you study Maaseh Hashem, like the Rambam says, and a person sees the Maaseh Hashem Bruach HaNefloim, and he sees the Chochmas Hashem Shein La'erach Vein La'keitz, so then he becomes endowed with Avas Hashem. Okay, so the same thing is true with regard to the Midos, but the Midos has a practical effect on the person. Yes.
Yeah, what I'm saying, but
even the nihug itself is not rachamim. The nihug itself means something that we would describe. Our best description would be rachamim. That's what the Ram says. Mahu nikro rachum afato ayerach. Nikro. I mean, even the nihug itself, when we say rachum, it's a descriptive term. We would call it that. That's the best term we would find for it. But not that it's essentially that. It's not essentially what we sense as rachum. Even the derech Hashem is different than us. Even that is far removed. That itself is ki lo machshavosei machshavoseichem, is insofar as the nihug is concerned. In that area itself, there is an infinite gap. But it doesn't mean we know nothing in that area. That would also be wrong. To say we know nothing would mean that then you'd be before Avraham Avinu. Then before Avraham Avinu. Then you'd be, you recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't have Ma'alafato. You see. So that's the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a double Yesod, you see. The Yesod is that you can't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is a Nihug. And the Nihug is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not from any other source. See, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that was their like the Rams, that was their toss, was that they divided, they broke up their personal fate. They detached from the source of all creation. Not that they necessarily denied the source of all creation. That's what the Rams said. It was only the later ones that were completely foolish, who didn't know anything about the creator of the universe. But the earlier of the Devarazar weren't. They knew that. But their fate they tied to something outside. That's what they were about. Okay, what Danny's saying is right, and that's what I'm getting to. The last point. Okay, the pasuk in Yisro. See, Ata Yadati Ki Gad. Yeah, Shalom Kim Brace is different because that's Biyom Asos Had Hashem Alekim. That's teaching you a different idea. That's Biyom Asos Had Hashem Malakim is because he's Mishtatef. That has to do with Midas Adin and Midas Arachman. That's a separate. There's a separate reason why that's there. But that has a different purpose. You see, that we spoke about a long time. The purpose of that Hashem Biyom Asos Had Hashem Malakim is Sirif Midas Arachman Midas Adin, because it's the Yeshalom Meskayim is a whole principle in the Yesod Abriya. So that's why it's Dafka over the Hashem Alekim. But he's talking about Divrei Moshe Rabbeinu's own expressions. That doesn't belong over there. To express something according to the way you see it, you understand, it's not appropriate. To if the Torah wants to use those two, to combine those two terms to teach you a certain idea in the Parsha, which is the whole essence of the Parsha over there, with the Yetziras Adam, that's fine. That's a different thing. But that's specific purpose. But he's talking about descriptively how Moshe Rabbeinu would speak. Moshe Rabbeinu would never speak that. Wouldn't say that way. He only answered power on his level. Okay. Yeah, good. Thank you for the question. Yeah. Now, the last point, I guess. Ata yadati ki godol areshem mikol holokim ki badovo asher zodu alehem. And Tidum Unkula says, like Rashi says, ki badovo asher zodu alehem. Which means, what does it mean basically? It's a very familiar concept. What's the concept? Mida keneged mida. Okay? So what does it mean, mida keneged mida? What's the purpose of mida keneged mida? So I believe he one time said, and then somebody showed me this, a Drushus Aran, I think, said the same thing, that the idea of mida keneged mida is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know it, mida keneged mida? Because that's instructive for man. Is that correct? It's instructive for man. In other words, Mida keneged mida means the person does a chait, he's involved in his emotions, he does a chait, and he's and he fails. So he fails in a certain framework. When he sees an onus in the same thing, it's a source of a reminder. He says, look at that. Oh, see that? So then he recognized that it was a chote. So midos hakadosh baruch hu, that he's noeg mido keneged mido. And that's, of course, that's the person is asher mishazoch lekach. That's shakadosh baruch hu oev is yochiach. I mean, so if a person gains insight through the fact that it's mido keneged mido, says a chose b'tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlightens the person. That's Chesed Hashem. That's what the Navi says. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kianir Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpor Tzedaka Baretz. Right? So that's really what Yisro said. Ki Badova Asher Zodu Aleihem. It means to say he saw this idea is an idea that no human being ever thought of. You see, it's something that can only, like you said, Danny, something only attained through Nevuah. When he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Mitzrim down in the Yam? Ki badavar shezodu mido keneged mido. So they should have an opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva. In the last moment, they should have an opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva by recognizing the mido keneged mido. That was chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even the way they died, even the way they brought about their own dissolution, but even in spite of that, the Chesed Hashem never ended, and in the last moment, they were able to see Mida Keneged Mida, so they should have an opportunity to be Chaz B'Tshuva. That's Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kind of Chesed, he said, that is something that only through Nevuah can a person have an idea of such a shofet, such a dynamis, that when he saw that concept, ki badovar shezodu aleihem, he said, ato yadati ki gadol areshem mikol ha'olohim, the pshuta shel mikra means, than any other judge. Of course, aleihem means a judge, a dayan. But the midrash shel mikra is also true, because he studied every single avodah zarah, and he saw the difference between what man projects, what man, the type of God that man creates, and the real God. And he saw, now I see, ki gadol Hashem mikol aleihem. Now I see, like the Tehillim Uncle says, what was the Russian Tehillim over there? Less Eloh bar mine, that all the other ideas that people made up, this was man-made nonsense. But the true idea of God that a person can see through Nevuah is a different idea, and once a person sees that idea, he knows that is the only God, and he recognizes the nonsense of Adam in their claims and their ideas of God. So, yeah, in other words, In seeing the Das HaEmes, in seeing the Dayan HaEmes, he was able to see, through seeing the real idea, he was able to see the counterfeit. That's what the Pasuk says. That's why the Targum Onkelos is not being Motzei HaMikra Midei Pshuto. But he's saying this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these people were Shoyim Gemurim, and they tormented God's nation. Nevertheless, in the last moment, they had an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed Hashem me'olam ad olam means that it never ends, and even in the last moment, he gave them the opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva. That was chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such an idea of chesed, said, that's gadol Hashem mikol olam. He saw the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw how nonsensical the human idea of a deity, that man creates, how nonsensical it is. From seeing the real idea through Nevuah, he was able to see what the counterfeit is. It's an amazing pasuk. But the amazing pasuk. But the you ask me, where was the Nevuah? What do you mean by Nevuah? The answer is very simple. The answer is what was Shmir Hashem when Nedat Lam? It means all the Nisim. The Nisim was like Nevuah. Was this Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what Yisrael said. He said, that's the first pasuk. Let's say, Eskol Asher also Hashem Lefar Mitzrayim He saw this was outside of the Derech HaTeva, was his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Yisrael was an unbelievable chacham. He didn't just stop over there. Another person stop over there. That's it. Okay, you see his galus. It's unbelievable. I see. Okay, I might. But he went. He was a tremendous chacham, and he was a choker v'doresh. Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'olim. This idea, the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is completely different. When you see the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chesed Hashem, then you recognize how man is his vain attempt to portray an idea, the false idea, how vain and how nonsensical his ideas are. That's basically what the pasuk said. That really shows the gavus of Yisrael. Yes. I want you to keep in mind that I'm not really well organized, but hopefully we'll take up every point. Okay. Yeah, we spoke last week about the idea that the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be viewed as something created. Okay? Something created. It is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but on the contrary, it's far removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but it's something which emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually, the Rambam says exactly that. The Rambam in the Mar Avuchim in chapter 60, first in the first book. The Rambam says, where he shows that it's impossible to say that God has attributes, and anyone who maintains such an idea really loses his belief in God. Okay? Because it's impossible that the idea that he has in his mind as it should have anything to do with the Creator, because there's no such idea. And he says in the end, he concludes, says, as to those attributes of God which occur in the Pentateuch or in the books of the prophets, we must assume that they're exclusively employed, as has been stated by us, to convey to us some notion, as far as we are able to see it, or to express qualities of actions emanating from him. That's what we said. I believe we used a similar language last week. That the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but have nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. Of course, I mean, you have to understand everything that the statements we make here, I'm trying to make certain statements to get an idea clear, so you can't hold me to the statement. All right? Trying to point out one thing, you have to use one expression. Try to point out something else, you have to use a different expression. But basically, that's what the Rambam said, like we mentioned last week. And Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu show the distance of man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's able to perceive a certain nihug, but this nihug is something which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but it is something which came into existence only when? After the creation of the universe. Okay? Yeah. So the thing is that when you happen on a principle that is a yisod of yahadus, I mean, this yisod must be expressed in the Torah, and it has to be found in the Torah Shebichtav. I mean, in more than one place. I mean, and not just as an allusion, but it has to find expression, open expression in Torah Shebichtav. So where is this found? This idea, this is Yisod. I mean, Rambam spends a lot of time in the Mora pointing out this Yisod, and it's Yisod that no one disagrees with. I mean, this is the idea of Elokei Yisrael. Yeah. So the answer is that this Yisod is found in many places. I just want to show you. For instance. The pasuk says, "Pasuk says, excuse me. in yesterday's parsha. Okay. Before I get to this, I want to mention a chazal. Yeah, and I want to thank Danny Wolf for bringing this chazal to my attention. It's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah daf Yutes Amud Beis. Yutes Amud Beis in Megillah. We mentioned the idea this week. We derived it from a mimer of Rabbi Yechanan in the end of Megillah. That Kol Mokam She'ata Motzei Gedulosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamata Motzei Am V'Sanaso. Interestingly, there's another member of Rabbi Yechanan. Another member of Rabbi Yechanan, which shows you in another way the same idea, but in a different form. He says like this. He says it's Yitzchak Mabez. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ilmali nishtayer b'mayra sha'omad b'moshev Eliyahu k'mole nekev machad tzidkis tzedakis lohoy yicholun lamo b'nei ha'ora. That it says, the pasuk says by the Mari Hanavua that Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to. So the pasuk gives a mussel. Which umole mikra kasev the eshel omra. I mean, if it wouldn't be the pasuk, you'd not be allowed to say it. As a matter of fact, you'll see that Tirgum Unkelus doesn't translate it literally. But the pasuk says that vayoma ani avir kol tuvi al panecha vekarasi Hashem ad Hashem lefanecha pashk tisisa. So it says vayoma lusucha liras as panai. So you'll be standing on the rock. I'll place you in a crevice in the rock. And I will cover you with my hand until I pass over. The Tirgum Unkelus does not translate copy literally. Says v'ogin the memory, and I'll protect you with my word. So Rashi says, he says kinu yuladerach kovet shomayla. He says about the tirgum, she'ena tzorach l'sochech olav b'kaf mamish. There's no such thing as a kaf mamish, so it's not derach kovet shomayla to say the sakosi chapi that God will use His hand to cover him over. So Tirgum Unkelus translates v'ogin the memory. I'll protect you with my word. Question is, of course, why the pasuk uses a phrase which is not derech kovet shomayla. It's a separate question. But the pasuk says the literal statement of the pasuk is that that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mari Hanavu is described in the Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu being in a ma'ara in a cave. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes over him and covers him over with his hand. So Rabbi Yechanan says like this. Rabbi Yechanan says, Il mole nishtayer b'mayra sh'omad b'moshe v'liyo k'm mole nekev machat tzedakis. If there was a hole the size of the smallest needle, the eye of the smallest needle, he says, they would not be, he says, and Elio as well. Elio also had a similar Mari Hanavu as Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNavim qualitatively, and Elio HaNavim was the greatest of the Navim quantitatively. So he had a similar Mari Hanavu, the Navi says. But of course, it's qualitatively differentiated, but it's given in a similar form. So Rabbi Yechanan says that it means that Elio had a Yedias Hashem on a different level, but there was some, in terms of the content, there was a similarity. So that's why the Navi gives that depiction. But Rabbi Yechanan says like this, He says, if there were in that Mara that Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu were in, in other words, in that Mara and Avua, if there were a hole in the covering, the size of the smallest eye of a needle, he says, lo ho yucholim lamod mitnei ha'ora, they would not be able to exist. Okay? Shenema, kileirani ha'odam v'choy. Kileirani ha'odam v'choy means, in that Marian of Ruach, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, that man can have absolutely no vision, no vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zero. Which means to say that if there was even the slightest opening, so to speak, of course, I mean, you understand the old Derech Moshel, if there were the slightest opening, any aura would pierce the covering in the slightest amount, they would not be able to exist. What does that show? That shows you the distance of man from the ultimate Yedias Hashem. So while Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have a knowledge concerning the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Nihug is something that came into existence only with the creation. The Dias Hashem Ba'atzmo, not even in the slightest amount. That's the Maimar B'Yechon. You see, it's important to know that what it was supposed to say, Moshe Onov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. So you have to understand something, that real anivus is not just with regard to you as a person. That's a social, that's social anivus. That's not what the Torah is talking about by anivus. The Torah's anivus is real anivus. It means true, based upon true yediyah, true knowledge. In order to have real anivus, a person must know the limitation, not only his own limitation as a human being, personally, that is, he himself, but he must know the limit of the species of which he is a member as well. That's true anivus. Anivus demands that a person, real anivus, is more than just knowing your own limitations vis-a-vis another person. But it means knowing the limitations of the species that you're a member of, which means to know what the limitations of man is per se. That's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. To know that the Adon HaNeviim, the greatest of all men, still with regard to Yedias Hashem, is so far removed, that even a ray of light that would be as small as the smallest eye of a needle that would pierce that covering and would enter into the Mara would be the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. On the end of Eliyahu Navi's life, they would cease to exist. That's Rabbi Yochanan's state. So true anivus, insofar as man is concerned, is based upon the idea, not just the idea of your own personal limitations, but it's the idea, the knowledge of the limitations of man as a species. What the species of man, the limit of the species of man, which means the limit of the Adon HaNeviim, that's what a pasuk. That's what the pasuk describes the Marian Avuah. It's important for us, even though we know nothing about the Marian Avuah, just that there was such a Marian Avuah, and basically we have very little knowledge because we are so far removed from Moshe Rabbeinu. But we must know at the same time the limitations of the individual who was the greatest member of our species. Like the Rambam says, he was the highest level that man can ever attain, the human species can ever attain. And the Pasuk teaches us, as Rabbi Yochanan points out, the Pasuk teaches us that the Sakosi Chapi Olecha Adavri Kilo Yerani Ha'odam L'choi means at all Kilo Yerani L'choi. So even the slightest knowledge is impossible for man of God's essence. And that is significant. That is the central component of true anivus, not just to know your personal limitation. The limitation of man, because of you as a yotzor, as a created being, that is extremely significant. And the world, of course, is just the opposite. Because the world doesn't want to recognize, the world doesn't want to recognize, that goes against a person's desire for gaiva. Because what it does is it shows that even the greatest of all men infinitesimally small in front of the Barel. That's Manuch Rafa Reifa. That's Tronius. Yeah. And the limitation is not. It's important to know the limitation is not because we're not smart enough. The limitation is because of our nature, inherently, intrinsically, our nature prevents us. No matter how much a person will develop, he will. Even the greatest that man can ever attain, is intrinsically so limited that he could never even have the slightest perception of the Mahas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah tells us. Yes.
Why is the image that?
I'm just telling you the basic idea. Okay, let's be satisfied with the basic idea that it's impossible. Okay, yes. It could be Moshe Rabbeinu knew. Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. So the Ram says, what's kol tuvi? He says, whatever it says in the Torah, tov. Bereish bo v'al kim kitov. It means that he understood the Bria fully. That means he had to understand that so far as the Bria is concerned, what's possible and what's impossible. Okay? But what's ultimately possible and impossible? That's impossible to know. That's the Yisrael. In terms of the framework of the Bria, what's possible and impossible, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew. That's ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. That's the Ram says. Okay. But anyways, getting back to the theme that I started to mention, the theme of the concept that Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something which we have to view as emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we have to have ideas about these things, even though we know that our ideas are imperfect. But Yadus demands that we have certain basic ideas. Otherwise, what's the whole color? What's called color Torah Kula? All the Chazal and everything. We have zero ideas, so then we're nowhere. But at the same time, we have to know that our ideas are tainted intrinsically because of many, many reasons. Okay. Because of our limitation as a species, because of our limitation individually. But nevertheless, we have to pursue what we can know. And the Torah didn't load up a reikum, the Torah wrote it for a reason. So what I want to show is that the principle that we were discussing, the principle that... What is that? Anybody do anything about that?
Yeah.
It's my limitation. I can't... Okay. All right. I told you, the area is a dangerous area. Okay. What I want to show is that the area that we're doing, this idea, which is so significant, so important, in terms of having at least a basic Yedias Hashem, is that the Torah made sure that this idea should be mentioned in many places. And it's mentioned in a way that you just can't get through the psukim without an understanding of this. And yet, I'm afraid that many people don't really pay any attention to it. Okay, take for instance yesterday's parsha. Hinei anochi shaleach malach lefonecha l'shmorcha badorach v'laviyacha l'makam asher hinasi. Hishomar mipanav u'shma b'kolo al tamer bo ki lo yisol afishachem kishmi b'kirbo. That's a strange psukim. What does it mean? There's a malach that's going. You have to listen to the malach, and the malach legislates. I mean, this is to say that we are to be relate to a kavod like Ramban calls a kavod nivra. Sometimes it is avodah zarah. So what is the pasuk saying? Yeah, kim shema tishma bekolo v'asisa kol asher adaber v'yafte seivecha v'tzate seirecha. So, you see, this malach, ki yelech malachi lefanecha. So, of course, Rashi says this shows you, this is predictive, that it's an indication that they're going to sin, because Moshe Rabbeinu said he doesn't want to go with the malach. Okay? And that's also a pasuk you have to understand. It says, the pasuk says later, and I'm not going to go into the details of it, just the basic idea, okay? Because the Ramban disagrees with Rashi, and I'm not going to go, I'm happy just to have a basic idea of the pasuk, okay? Then you get the machlokes shanim, it's more advanced, but the basic shot in the pasuk. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says that in Kisiso, Vayema Marshal Hashem, Reata Omar Lehala Saomaze, Vato Loho Datani Esha Shatishlachimi. That is going obviously on a reference to Hinein Ochashlech Maloch Vanachel, Shmoch Bador. But Moshe Ben says, Vato Loho Datani Esha Shatishlachimi. So what is, I mean, so this dialogue, I mean, we have to understand what is this dialogue. Now, the answer is, this, what is this Malach? This Malach, I mean, why does the Torah use Malach? I mean, it's a funny thing. You see, you have to understand a lot of times the Torah uses expressions that are dangerous expressions, and we have to understand there has to be a reason for it. That's the reason. We'll take up a few more expressions as we go on. But this certainly stands out. I mean, it's a reason for it. The Torah didn't use an expression for no reason at all. Like for instance, like the Rav says, it says, ayin tachas ayin. So the Rav mentioned, yes. Yeah, so we know from the Torah it means mamay. Now we know that, and even Rishonim went so far to show that it can't logically mean anything else. Okay, fine. But why did the Torah use that lashon of ayin tachas ayin? So the Rav mentions a reason for it. Because really, if a person should know, if he takes out another individual's eye, he really deserves to have his eye taken out. And he can't pay money for a human eye. So the Torah went out of its way to use a pshuta shemikra, even though all the upper crossim attacked as soon as they see something, they immediately try to jump in there. So but the Torah knew this too. But it's more important to the Torah to convey the emes than to worry about what upper crossim are going to think. Not that the Torah is not concerned about that also, because the Torah is concerned about every human being having the correct notion of God. But sometimes there's no choice. So over here also, you have to understand, it's the same kind of a thing. That the Torah, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach, if the Torah wrote it that way, is because there was no choice. I mean, there's no choice. Okay, so why is there no choice? That's the question we have to ask. Why did the Torah have to write this? Everything, the Torah doesn't write everything. Okay? I mean, the Sisrei Torah is hidden from us. So why did Torah write this in Pshuta Shel Mikra? In Pshuta Shel Mikra. Yeah, so of course, the Shreinim point out, and I've mentioned before, that whenever you see this, you'll always see a strange thing. Whenever you see a malach, you'll always see that they're sort of like, that the Torah, so to speak, I mean, as if we would say, corrects it. Kim shemo atishma bakolo v'asiso kol asher adaber. Okay, so the Torah switches from the Malach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show you that this Malach is really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says it's clear. Okay, yeah. What is this Malach though? What is this Malach? Why did the Torah use Malach? What's the answer? Because the Torah wanted to show you that the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Nivra, so to speak. You understand? That you shouldn't think that Niyag HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo is not knowable. Because, like Rabbi Yochanan says, even the greatest of the human species, Umoi Nishtaya Kemachat, Kenekev Machat Tzedakis, is Lo Yochel Lamad Ne'ora. So the Torah has to make sure that everyone knows this. That when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something, you know, geya to man, it doesn't, you shouldn't have a false notion and think that now you're relating directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so, you're far removed. It is a nihug that was created. Malach means that the nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is a nivra. That's why Hinei Anochi Shaleach Malach. That's the idea of Malach. It's a davar pashut, it's not a chiddush. Yeah, but that's why the pasuk says v'oyav v'asisa kol asher adaber, which means, of course, the dibur is dibur which emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the niug is a niug which emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, That's the emphasis. Shouldn't make a mistake in Yedias Hashem. That would be a terrible thing. A person would have a total distorted idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and think that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a level which is ridiculous. Okay, so the Pasuk went out of its way to write it that way. You see? Now you understand what it says. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, Re'ata Omer Elai Ha'alas Omer Zev Atolo Datani Isa Shetishlachini. What does it mean? He didn't tell him who he said. He needs his name? He has a name. What does it mean? Vatolo Datani Isa Shetishlachini. What does that mean? Now that you have the basic premise, what does it mean? Excuse me? Exactly. I don't understand the Niyug. That's what it means. And that was the question he heard the Eini Noas Rachecha. The same thing. I told Lord, you said, but I don't understand the Niyug. I know it's a Niyug that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't understand it. And that was the his request. I mean, so you see how the psukim try to make the idea clear. I mean, clear to a person, anyone that reads the Torah should at least have that notion, the correct idea of the Yedias Hashem, a basic idea. See, the Ramban says. I mean, it's not only a pshat. It's a pshat that I think if you learn properly, you should be able to come to by yourself. But the Ramban says. Valderach emes hamalach hazeh shuftechu babakan, hu hamalach hagoel, asher Hashem hagodol bekirbo. He says, and then he goes on. He says, v'yikrenu hakosav malach, ba'avur heyos kol hanogas haolom hazeh, ba'mido hahi, midos hakadosh baruch hu. That's the Ramban says. I mean, but it's nice Ramban says. I'm happy to emphasize the point. But I'm just saying you, this is not the Ramban did know the Zechidish of Sisrei Torah. I mean, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. This is the Pshat in the Pasuk. You take a look and you see all the way through that's the way it is in the Torah. You see, for instance, and he mentions, of course, Hamalach HaGoel I see Mikol Ra. What do you mean Hamalach HaGoel I see Mikol Ra? We say there's another power besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's absolute clear. But if you take a look at the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Vayavorech es Yosef Vayomar, Holoikim Mashes Halchu Avaisalafon of Avram Yitzchok, Holoikim Oroya Isimi Oidi Adayamazet, Malach HaGoel Isimi Kol Ra. What does it mean? It means they're interchangeable. Okay? That's what it means. But why does he say Malach? It's very important to say Malach. The Torah had to say it that way, because the Torah had to show that the Niyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is created, so to speak. I'm using the word created because I don't know if there's any word. Emanates would be better. You understand what I'm saying? That the Niyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Derech HaNogoso, is not like we would think of the niyug of a boss of Adam, where his niyug and him are integrally related. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is far removed. And the Torah had to point this out. HaMalach HaGoel HaSimi Kol Ra. Why HaMalach HaGoel HaSimi Kol Ra? If it wouldn't say that, you understand? If it wouldn't say that, we would be under a terrible mistake that we have some kind of knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is absurd, and which would place us in a position where we have no knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not true. You understand what I'm saying? That's the principle. And you see it many, many times. I mean, where's the first time, basically, that you see this idea that Niyug HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the Midas Hanhagoso, is referred to by the term Malach. Where do you see that? The first time you see it. Excuse me? Where? What? No. The first time. First time by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu and Eliezer. Areshem melekei ha-shamayim asher lekochani mi beis ovi yume eretz melodati. Vashe diber li vashe nishba li lehmo lezarecho etein es haoretz hazos hu yishlach malocho lefonecho v'lokachto isha levni misham. What's malocho? Malocho? It means that this is nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his nihug, something which is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tremendous distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nihug with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batzma, that's something else. That's even the greatest of the species can't even have a fraction of a vision of that. So the Torah had to say Malach. Malach was necessary. Without Malach, you have no idea, like the Rambam says, if a person has the wrong idea in this area, he says, you have to say that without knowing, he's lost his belief in God. I mean, It's unfortunate. I mean, but that's what it is. The Torah couldn't allow this for people to make such an error. So the Pasuk had to write it that way. I mean, you have again, for instance, yeah, for instance, in the end of Vayetze. In the end of Vayetze. In the end of Vayetze. In the end of Vayetze, Yaakov says, to Rachel and Leah, Vayoma elai malach olekim b'chalom Yaakov v'omar hineni. Vayoma sono enecho rei kol atudum olum alatzon akudum lekudum avrudim. This so far is the way the Torah depicts is the words of the Malach, right? Next pasuk, Anochi Okel Beisel, Asher Mashachta Shematzeva, Shenadat Li Yisham Neda. So immediately the Torah switches to show you that the Malach is not a force; it's a way of demonstrating the idea that we are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's a created thing, and not to make the mistake of thinking that Niyog HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do with his essence. It's a different kind of a thing. We don't understand the relationship. I'll ask you. You see, in my opinion, I mean, this is my own interpretation. But so I mean, you could just take it perhaps as speculation. But the pasuk by the Mari Hanavua of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does the pasuk say? Pasuk the marshal was Samticha Benikras Atzur Be'Aliyotu Nesakosi Chapi Olecho Adavri. Then it says Vasirosi Eskapi V'Roisa Sachora Yufonai Loyiro. So that old concept that we could know God, man can know God, Moshe Rabbeinu through Mari Hanavua. Is able to perceive achorai, but not funai. What does it mean? So the Rambam explains. It means the midos. It means like he could tell. But it means the midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the midos. So the question is a simple question. So why was it necessary to have that whole myra and to have him covered? Why couldn't he just have a vision of Arisa achorai funai leiro? That's it. What do you have to have the first part? What do you have to have that he passed over? Okay, passed over. What does it show? It shows apparently that Moshe Rabbeinu had a greater knowledge of the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and his midos. Okay, even though he didn't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Yechon says, impossible to have any knowledge at all, but the relationship. He knew. You see, so it means the marshal is telling you that in the Mare HaNevuah he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing to him he knew that the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, passing over. It means a certain kind of knowledge, a greater knowledge than anybody else has, binageya, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his midos. Okay? That's what it means. He had a greater insight in that Mariah Nevoah. Okay. But anyways. Yeah. Now so you see throughout the Torah you find this type of a thing. Which pasuk really? And Chazal always mention these things, because Chazal always say, Kol Mokom Sha'ata Motze, wherever you find the tainis of the apokusim, Shuvaso Betzido. Where's the first case in the Torah that you have such a thing? Where's the first case in the Torah that you have such a thing? No. Ruach HaLakim. Ruach HaLakim is a metaphor. Nase Odom. Nase Odom. That's right. Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. That's where that was the Shivim Zakenim retranslated that. It's an amazing thing. I mean, they retranslated. Why? Because they knew the Goyim wouldn't understand this. Why did the Torah write it that way? So you have the same kasha. Why does it say Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmusenu? Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. Why did the Torah write it that way? What's the answer? Why did the Torah write it that way? What's the answer? The answer is because the Torah could never write that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ese Odom Betzalmi Kidmusi. This is a mikra that is the Efshar to exist. Because it would give a totally false idea of what man is. Ese Odom Betzalmi Kidmusi. It's also to say such a thing. You can't say such a thing. Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmusenu is a reduction, a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk had to write. Nase Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu, and that's why Chazal say. But the next pasuk says, Vayas. What's the next pasuk says? Vayam Elokim Nase Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu. Vayivro Elokim Esa Adam Betzalmoi Betzalem Elokim Baraisai. That's okay. When the Torah is chazer, it says that this is the way it emanated completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no other force. But the Torah had to write both ways. Nasa Odom B'Tzalmen Kibbutzayin was a distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why. But the Shivim Zakenim knew that the Goyim would never understand such a thing. They're not on the level to understand, to have the Yedias Hashem that we, Klal Yisrael, as we are the only ones that have that kind of idea. That's what it means, because we're the only ones that are mekayim the mitzvah of Yichur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other people can recognize God. What does Navi Yirmiyahu say? Navi says that everybody recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level. But Yichur Hashem, only Klal Yisrael. That's the pasuk, Nasa Adam Etzalmen Kidmusen. And I would say, I would even go so far as say that this idea is expressed, really, even before that. Where is this idea expressed? And I think this is an extremely important matter. I mean, it is the most basic, the Yedias Hashem, I mean, is Kol HaTorah Kula. It's unfortunate that people don't put any effort into having a basic idea of Yedias Hashem. I'm not talking about the Sisrei Torah. It's plain knowledge, plain ideas. Yeah, where do you find the first reference to such a concept? Where do you find the first reference to that concept? In the very first pasuk of the Torah. In the very first pasuk, and I told you yesterday, I said why do we have a Masorah that the diktuk is so important? Because in the diktuk is where the sodos emanate from, in a little strange way that the pasuk is constructed. What is it? One of the strangest psukim in the Torah, the first pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. What does that mean? It should have said, this is grammatically incorrect. Everyone, Barishona. If the Torah is trying to tell you first and second, it should have said Barishona, Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. And it wouldn't make any sense, because what comes after that? I don't know. After Shemayim Varetz, something else is going to happen. But unless it means just the mass of the Shemayim Varetz. But that's not the pshat anyways. That's not the pshat. So what is the pshat? Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. That the Rambam explains in the Mor Nevuchim. That the bi over here does not mean in, like I could say, that where is the cherev? The cherev is bibayis. It means in the house, okay? But if I want to say he killed him bicherav, it means he killed him with the sword. Okay, so bi could mean either in or could mean with. So the Rambam says this bi means with, not in. Biracious, with the whole, with beginning. Beginning is a world of time. The world of time, the universe and time came into existence simultaneously. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. Okay, with the beginning of time, the whole universe and time, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside time. He's outside the realm of time. So time is a creation. Time is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is tied to his creation of the universe. Okay, I mean, that's the whole revolution of the concept of Einsteinian relativity is basically that. I mean, that's when they asked Einstein to give the simplest way to understand his theory, he said, you know, for any simpleton, so he said, before my theory, he said, people thought that time and space exists by itself. He says, and then I showed that it's not true, but that time and space are tied to matter. And without matter, there is no time and space. So Bereshis, but that's a physics. That's a physics advance in proposition. But Yahadis is not interested in giving us the idea of physics in Bereshis, but the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is necessary immediately. So therefore, the idea is conveying to us the true concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of Zman. Bereshis with the whole idea of a beginning of Zman is Baruch Kenesh Shemayim V'Sarat. That's the Rambam explains the pasuk. But it's an interesting thing. There's something else in the pasuk. What else is in the pasuk? Bereshis Bara Elohim Es Hashemayim V'Sarat. Elohim is the shame shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But which shame? It's not the shame or etzem, like we mentioned last week, what the Ibn Ezra calls a shame or etzem. But what is Elohim? Elohim is the shame for Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Elohim could be chayil. It doesn't have to, it depends. Okay, so it's a term that we use in reference to the fact that God is noheg with us in a certain manner. And you see that Elohim could mean a powerful individual. Okay, Reina Satich Olem L'Faro. The term itself, you see, is a term that is not Mahus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see how the Pasuk says, Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat, that the Shem Elohim emerged when? With the Bria. That's what I mean. Bereshis with the Bria was time, matter, Elohim, all these things. That's what a pasuk. Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat is a pasuk that tells you, gives you a yediyah, not of the universe only, but in terms, essentially, the pasuk is trying to tell you the idea that the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created, is to be viewed as a created, something created. That's a malach. Elohim HaRayasi Meredith Gemz and a malach HaGelsi Mikol Ra. That's the same thing. Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat. And now I'll tell you something else. That we don't understand all the aspects of any topic that we take up in Torah. We don't understand because the Chachmas Torah is infinite. It's Chachmas Hashal Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, I mean, whatever we can glean, I mean, we have an obligation to do so. So the question is, Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat is one account. But then there's another account. The Ela Soldos HaShemayim V'Sarat B'Baram B'Yom Asos Adeshem Elohim Eretz V'Shamayim. You see, now, of course, the second account is not repetitious because there are features there that aren't mentioned before. But why did the Torah have to break it up into two accounts? It seems to me a very simple reason why. Because you couldn't have one account. Because if you had one account, it would give you the wrong idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it would only be Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, so then you would only know the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah has to say no. B'yom asos adeshem elekin shamayim v'aretz. Because adeshem elekin, the shem ho'etzem, is the source of the niug. The niug emanates from the shem ho'etzem. So if the Torah would have written Bereshis Bara Hashem Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat, that would be wrong also. Why? Because then the implication would be that the Shem HaEtzem is to be identified with the creation. And it's not true, because the Shem HaEtzem is far removed from the creation. Do you understand? So there has to be two accounts. There can't be one account. One account would give us the wrong idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bereshis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'Sarat is telling you that the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into existence with the Bria. Okay? Leis nasa bechefza kol azay melech shmo nikra. Azay melech shmo nikra. That's what it means. It means melech elikim is melech. Elikim is melech olam. So elikim is melech. So that's what the Adon Olam says. That leis nasa bechefza kol azay melech shmo. When did melech come into existence? Only with the bria. With the bria. I mean, that's a yisod. I mean, that's why you say the Adon Olam in the morning. Not, shouldn't say it after the tefillah, say it before the tefillah, like the Goyen says, and everybody else says. That's one description, you see, of the Bria. But that description is not enough. Why? Because that description leaves out what? Leaves out the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya, which is the Shem O'etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The mamtzi kol nimtza, the mamtzi kol nimtza. So it has to repeat. Ela toldos hashemayim v'oret biborim biyom asos ad Hashem elikim ad Hashem shehu elikim is the source. And again to say, but you couldn't have one account that would say bracious bar Hashem elikim would be wrong. That would mean that the Shem Havaya is to be identified with the creation as chas v'shalom, that's kfira. You follow? So it was necessary. Two accounts were absolutely necessary. It's impossible to convince, because there's two notions, two ideas, two correct notions that we must have, two correct ideas. Namely, the Shem Havaya, that there exists a Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, which is so far removed from man that the species is incapable of having any knowledge, direct knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one. And the second Yesod is, but do we have no knowledge? No, that's not true either. We have knowledge. We have been given the ability to have knowledge insofar as what is concerned, insofar as Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata. The Mahu Afata is essential to Yadus. I mean, these two ideas are the two ideas around Yadus revolves around these two ideas. So when Chazal say that the Shivim Zekanim who translated the Torah, they took out Nasa Odom because they realized it would cause a problem, I mean, they couldn't take out everything. They probably, if they would, they would have taken out Elatolos HaShemayim V'Oros B'yam HaSos HaShem HaLakim, because the Apocrysm have always used that as a big source of Apocrysis too. Two accounts of Korea. Why the two accounts? And the answer is, why do they not understand why there are two accounts? For the same reason they don't understand Nasa Odom. Because Yediyas Hashem is far removed from them. And the Torah is based on the Torah, the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula is, the purpose of Kol HaTorah Kula is Ladasas Hashem, Yediyas Hashem. That's basically the answer.